Father, bless these words in Jesus' name. Turn with me, please, to John chapter 19. Starting in verse 25. Now there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother, and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Cleophas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciples standing by, whom he loved, he saith unto his mother, Woman, behold thy son. Then saith he to the disciple, Behold thy mother. And from that hour the disciple took her unto his own home. There were four people at the cross. At one point there were multitudes who followed him. But there were only four people at the cross. Those four people didn't care what was going to happen to them. It was not a particularly safe thing to be a follower of the Savior at that time. He was being crucified, after all, as a criminal. And to be associated with him was dangerous. That's why Peter became so afraid the night before and denied him. But four people stayed with him at the cross. Four people were loyal. There is one thing about living with Christ that is absolutely necessary for us believers to learn. And that is loyalty. There is one thing about functioning in the body of Christ that is absolutely necessary for us to learn. About walking in a call. About receiving God's promises and the fulfillment of prayers. That is loyalty. This is one of the reasons that Satan tries to intimidate believers. He wants them to not be loyal. Just like he did with Peter. Took a young girl, a 13-year-old girl, or thereabouts. This little girl intimidating this burly fisherman. He's about 35 years old. This little girl intimidated him. Because she said things that made him afraid. Because he knew how dangerous it was to be loyal to the Savior. But there were four who were loyal. Mary, his mother, his aunt, Mary Magdalene, and John. Now there were reasons why these people were loyal. I don't know all the reasons why the other forsook. I know some of them. But that doesn't really matter. There were reasons why they were loyal. The three Marys represented two reasons. And John had one of the same reasons as the two of the ladies. You see, one of the things about loyalty and where it comes from is when I know the love of God. If I know the love of God, not just as an intellectual exercise, and not just as a doctrine of theological nature, but if I know the love of God, then loyalty will be the only option. The other reason was also love of God from a different source, though. The other reason was forgiveness. You see, Mary Magdalene was a prostitute who had seven demons, and she was delivered and forgiven. And she that was forgiven much, loves much. And her loyalty was to the one who gave her life. As a believer, it's very important that I figure out who I'm going to be loyal to. And this is not going to come until the test comes. The loyalty of the disciples was not revealed until the trial came on full blast. Peter was disloyal at the point where he was challenged. The other disciples were disloyal even prior to that, when they were in the Garden of Gethsemane and the Roman soldiers came. But only John and the three Marys stayed loyal. Now, loyalty will always take me somewhere. It will always take me to the cross. It is not possible for loyalty to be manifested unless it is found at the cross. Because really, that is where loyalty will always be found. You see, no matter what happens, I have to go to the cross one way or the other. And if I go to the cross, I will go there with loyalty. This loyalty will not allow me to go to the cross. Because I'm not loyal to my Savior. And if I'm not loyal to my Savior, then I certainly will not be loyal to anyone else either. But it will always bring me to the cross. See, I remember Pastor Stevens went through his attacks. And those of us who were there for some of those attacks, we remember what it was like. People who were close to him at one time, but left for whatever reason at another. And then some turned on him, and some left in the call of God and the plan of God, and we can't judge that. But then some actually started to attack. That was disloyalty. And there was no way to know where the loyalty was going to be. And some people who looked like they were something in a bag of chips turned out later to attack because there was no loyalty. Pastor was always kind to them. He'd send gifts to his enemies, not to appease them. He didn't give a flying hooey about appeasement. Because he loved them. And he wanted them to know it. But they were not loyal. And some of the people that you would think would never be shaken were shaken very easily. See, loyalty is not something that was found on the surface. It was something that was found in the heart. And then there were some people who would never get a whole lot of attention. Some might have thought them to be a little bit odd. Kind of, you know, the kind of person you look at them and say, oh, you're a great guy, you still need to grow. But they were humble. And they were loyal. And they were never shaken. You see, that loyalty thing is a big thing. Because we will not have a relationship with God of any significance or duration without it. The disloyal person will always leave. I'm not talking about the person who leaves in the call of God. I'm talking about the person who leaves because of the flesh. You see, I'm going to be loyal to one of two things in the end. I'm going to be loyal to the Savior, or I'm going to be loyal to the flesh. And if I'm going to be loyal to the flesh, then I'll find my place in the world. And those initiations that Satan brings, I'll go after them for my fulfillment. I won't be loyal to the people of God. I won't be loyal to my pastor or my call or to the will of God if I'm not loyal to my Savior. If I reject the cross, it's disloyalty. Nobody who is not loyal managed to stay with Christ. That's why in the end, after multitudes were fed and multitudes were preached to and multitudes were healed, only four were at the cross. And the ones that were loyal, even after he was gone, they cared for him. Right? Didn't the women go to the tomb to care for his body? And though they knew that at that point they would receive no benefit, they were loyal. And they cared for him. And they didn't care about the fact that that could get them into a great deal of trouble. They were loyal and they cared for him. You see, God, allow us to be loyal. But I'll tell you one thing, you won't know if you're loyal or not until the trial comes. Until the test is really there, until the fire is turned up, you won't have a clue. See, I don't know the contents of my heart. Because my heart is deceitful. But God will reveal it. What happens to the loyal? Jesus looked down from the cross and saw the ones who were loyal. And what did He do? He took care of them. See, if I really want the provisions of God in my life, if I really want the truth of God in my life, if I really want the call, the will of God in my life, it requires loyalty. And when I am there at the cross with my Savior, He takes care of me. You see, their natural understanding would have told them, run. Just like it did with the other disciples. But they were loyal. And the Savior provided. This loyalty is the thing that takes me away from Him. That is the very reason why I don't receive the fulfillment of promises or answers to prayer. Because I did not stay where God called. I did not abide in the calling wherein I have been called, because I didn't know the loyalty that He has toward me, and therefore it was never produced in me toward Him. And so I moved away from the call in some form or another. Folks, learn this. Without loyalty to the Savior, without loyalty to the Word, without loyalty to the truth, without loyalty to your call, without loyalty to God's definitions in your life, be they promises or corrections, you will never get to know the Savior. Or you may know of Him. You might read about Him, but you won't know Him. I mean, I know who President Obama is. I know who President Bush was. I know who the Queen of England is. But I don't know them. And I don't want my relationship to God to be like my relationship to the Queen of England. She's there and that's fine. But I want something intimate and true and real. I want something that brings life and that brings satisfaction and fulfillment. I want a heart to heart with God. And the only way that's going to happen is through loyalty, because the only way I'm going to get to that place is if I go to the other side of the cross. And if I don't have loyalty, the cross is not happening. So I walk in loyalty and I get to know God. Why do you think it was that certain people in the Bible could do certain things like Noah for 120 years? Do you think he ever got ridiculed? But he had loyalty. He had loyalty to the promise and the warning of God. These people in the Bible, the ones that made it were the ones who were loyal. Why do you think that Saul never made it as a king? And even though he became king, he was not a godly king, although he was born again. Because he had no loyalty to the truth, and he had no loyalty to Samuel. When Samuel said something, Saul ignored it, did according to whatever he thought, and Samuel told it for him from God. Why do you think Saul had disloyalty to Samuel? Because he didn't believe him. And what was Saul's result? Samuel said, God said to do this, and Saul said, okay, I'm going to do it my way. And I'm going to give your way just a short try, but when it doesn't look right by sight, I don't really believe you, Samuel. Isn't this like the way we are sometimes, though? Especially when we are first saved and growing, and we kind of wonder, is this for real? You want to know if it's for real? Yeah. It's for real. Does God speak to the hearts of men? Yeah. God speaks to the hearts of men. Does the Holy Spirit really lead me in all truth? Yeah. The Holy Spirit really leads me in all truth. Does He really order my steps? Yeah, He really does. He really does. You see, if I am not living in the loyalty that God wants me to live in, because He is loyal to me, then all those things that are of God, that were added unto me if I sought Him first, that's a conditional thing there. They don't get added unto me. And all I am left with is, like Saul, the best that I can do for myself. And quite frankly, for all of us, that's not a whole lot. Loyal to His Word. Loyal to His ways. Loyal to His character. Why do people answer each other in unkindness or reaction? Because they are disloyal to the mercy that saved them. And so they will answer each other with a harsh word or an angry tone or an arrogant look. Because they are disloyal to the truth. Why do people turn like they did with Pastor Stevens, their backs on their pastor, walk away? Because they are disloyal to the truth. They are called to that man. Why do people leave the call of God? Because they are disloyal to the truth. Because there is no cross in their life. An absence of the cross will always show that I'm disloyal. Why do people fool with the world? Why do people fool with some promiscuity or immorality or alcohol or drugs or pornography? Because they are disloyal to the truth. When God said, don't do these things, and I said to myself, I have the option, it's called rebellion. Can't be disloyal to the truth. Love not the world. Because to be a friend of the world is to be an enemy of God. So don't love the things that the world does and the way that the world does them. Because to be a friend of the world is an enemy of God. Stay loyal to the truth. Stay loyal to the precepts of God. You see, all things are lawful, but not all things are expedient. Oh, I can perhaps do anything I want to do and I'll still be born again. And yes, where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. But what does it benefit? What truth is established on it? Where is its foundation? Is it in the flesh or is it in the Word? I'm not talking about law. I'm talking about precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little, there a little. Where is it? You see, there it is. Where is my loyalty lie? If it lies in the truth, then I'll go to the cross where my Savior is. And I'll go right through the cross to receive His life, His resurrection. But if I'm simply loyal to the things of the world, you know what's going to happen? Nothing at all. And for the believer, that's profound loss. You see, in 2 Timothy 4:10, Paul said Demas had forsaken him, having loved this present world. It is possible for the believer to walk with God for a season and retain something of the world that they love. But you can be certain of this here. If that is the case in my life, God will find it. And that is the very thing that the enemy will use to draw me away. God will find it. I find it interesting, not here in our church, our church is wonderful this way, all Greater Grace churches are, and others as well. But I remember telling a woman, actually I wasn't even telling her, she was sitting in one of our messages as a visitor and we're preaching, I felt strongly led about Proverbs 11:30, he that wins souls is wise. But she would not be loyal to that. She said, there's other ways to be wise. Really? Are we adding unto the Bible now? There's other ways to be wise. That woman's life is not in a good place. Why? No loyalty. No, Mary, behold your son. No, John, behold your mother. Disloyalty to the Word of God. Disloyalty to the ways of God. And my life is not what it could have been. In John 6, in verse 60, many therefore of his disciples, when they heard this, said, this is a hard saying, who can hear it? When Jesus knew in himself that his disciples murmured at it, he said unto them, does this offend you? I love this next statement. You think the hard saying offends you? How many people have been offended at the hard saying? Jesus said, you think this offends you? Check this out. What if you shall see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before? You going to be offended then? It is the Spirit that quickens. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. But there are some of you that believe not. See, isn't this the whole thing? There are some that believe not, and so that which would benefit the Spirit, not the flesh, they don't receive the benefit to the Spirit because they don't believe. They did not mix faith with what they heard, and so it didn't profit them. For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not, and who should betray Him. He knew the ones who were not going to believe, and He knew the ones who were not going to be loyal. You know the amazing thing? He took them to Himself anyway. And He said, therefore said I unto you that no man can come unto me except it were given unto him of my Father. What do you think you have that God hasn't given you? You think you have your life with God? You don't have anything that God hasn't given you. From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. The hard saying came. They got offended, and their loyalty was tested. Unfortunately, and I'm not talking about anybody here, we have a great group this way. We really do. But unfortunately, in Christianity at large, most are not loyal. Most were not loyal to the Savior. Most will not be loyal to anyone else. And the person who really has a life with God sometimes is going to be alone with Him. If you can't handle the fact that you're going to be alone sometimes because of God, then you need to get to know His love for you. Because that's the only thing that will sustain you if you have loyalty. Then said Jesus unto the 12. Here, Jesus wasn't intimidated. You're going to go too? You're going to go away too? Then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. And we believe and are sure that you are that Christ, the Son of the living God. See what's happening here? There was loyalty and there was disloyalty. that the ones who were loyal knew that if they stayed loyal, they would receive from God. The others, they were loyal to their flesh. As long as God was doing things and things were okay with them and they were happy about what was going on, they'd stick around. But soon as the offense came from the Father, because He didn't say anything that the Father did not give Him. As soon as God brought the offense, the loyalty went out the window. As soon as the challenge came, the loyalty went out the window. As soon as trial came, the loyalty went out the window. You see, folks, here's the whole thing. There's a friend that sticks closer than a brother. Christ will always be loyal to me. The question is, will I be loyal to Him? Now, unless I know that He loves me, unless I know that He has accepted me, unless I know that He will never leave me nor forsake me, loyalty is not going to happen. And if loyalty doesn't happen, He'll still be loyal, but I won't receive, because my heart will have moved away. Guard your heart with all diligence. Why? Because God said we are to give Him that heart. He wants our loyalty, folks. He said we are to give Him that heart. And so we stay loyal. And we don't budge. And we abide. And if we abide in Him, He abides in us. And if we abide in His calling, then all the provisions that He has for us will come our way. But it requires our loyalty. Amen.